place in Candyland for everyone but me. For licorice is all but banned when loved is what it should be. This place is run by everyday sweets. I find it awfully strange. But Dirt to Pout will soon find out it's all about to change. Quiet! As all who know me might suppose, I've hatched a tasty plot. A licorice that grows and grows until there's more than a lot. I place it in the circle suite and watch it quickly rise. And soon my chewy sticky goo will reach into the skies. Licorice here, licorice there, far as you can see. The smell of licorice in the air.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
So licorice everywhere, soon they'll understand. Life will be so great, so grand here in Licorice Land. Silence! Chocolate pops and strawberry shakes will be against the law. Only licorice birthday cakes, ho ho hee. Licorice treats will fill the streets, a glorious display. The world will seem a licorice dream.
And we will scream, hooray!
Licorice here, licorice there, far as you can see. The smell of licorice in the air.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
So licorice, licorice everywhere, soon they'll understand. Life will be so great, so grand here in Licorice Land. I will rule from a castle with a pool. I'll look great on my licorice estate. Have a throne of my own, a licorice crown upon my head. I'll even wear it to bed.
Licorice here, licorice there, far as you can see.
The smell of licorice in the air.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Licorice, licorice everywhere, soon they'll understand. Things have been sublime. Life will be utterly grand
here in Licorice Land.
WMFO in Medford, that is the Candy Round, round five here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You've tuned into the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle and Derek Gary. We are here with you, and we are talking candy this round. Derek, go ahead. We had the Beatles with Savoy Truffle, a fantastic song. However, we had Lord Licorice from Candyland, 2005. It's called Candyland, The Great Lollipop Adventure. It was a game that came out on, I believe, a CD-ROM, and pretty good. Go ahead. Tell me what you think.
I know what my son would vote for in this situation, and that's Lord Licorice. So Lord Licorice is absolutely getting my vote. Evil though he may be, that is a classic song for the ages.
It is tough to go up against the Beatles.
And it is.
I love Savoy Truffle, but I have to say, I have listened to Lord Licorice and Licorice Land over and over again these past couple of weeks, and I like the song more and more every time I hear it. I'm like, what a great villain song.
Yeah.
And I've never played the actual game, The Great Lollipop Adventure, but I'm like, wow, what a great song. And it just happened to be one I had in my collection. I was looking for candy, and I found some candy. And licorice isn't really a very good candy. And that's what I kind of like about that song. He makes it sound like licorice is the best thing ever. Maybe if you were 70 or 80 years old.
This is why no one in Candyland likes him.
Yeah.
You know, is because he's pushing the licorice. And everybody's like, you know what? We got chocolate. We've got ice cream. We've got gingerbread. We don't need your licorice.
Much as I love the Beatles, I'm giving it to Lord Licorice too in the 2000s. So from 2005, it's Hasbro with Licorice Land. We have the Stones. I'm going to give round three to the Stones. It's the 1970s up against Bill Haley and the Comets. Rip it up. We still have the Bee Gees and Eric B. and Rakim. We have a tight race with those two and the Candy Round. The Beatles versus Lord Licorice and Licorice Land. DJ WMFO, you can put in your votes there, or you can send me a text or message me on Facebook. Go ahead, Derek. Give us another round here, another pick, and I will get it ready.
Before that, here on WMFO Medford, I have a question for you, Chris Earle.
Sure.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out?
Yes.
How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got?
3 days.
Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days?
Yes.
How about a week?
No.
Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency, can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy.
Yep.
Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Mm.
A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice, nice way to sneak in the PSA.
You got to get that PSA in
there. Sure.
That's
what podcasters do all the day now. They'll be in the middle of a sentence, and then all of a sudden they just start doing a PSA.
My house would last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Not because we don't have enough stuff to last longer, but because after 24 hours, someone's getting eaten.
Yeah.
I think after three days,
I don't want to live anymore.
But after 24 hours, somebody's getting eaten. You know, that's just how it's going to go.
3 days in the dark, that's it for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's enough.
You know, Aaron Rodgers can go a whole week.
Honestly, it would be like the time machine for me. I'd be able to go down into the caverns. What were the name of those creatures that were in the caverns in the time machine?
Was that the Eloi?
Something like that.
I think it was the Eloi, because it was the Eloi, and then there were the ones living up in the tower. I think it was the Eloi.
Yeah. And they can't see anymore because they've been in the dark for years and years.
But every so often they'd come up and kidnap somebody from the surface world and drag them down.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
that's the way it's going to go, I think, in the future.
Might be.
Did you see Avatar? Maybe it's going to come from the sea. Maybe the sea creatures.
I haven't seen the new Avatar. I did see the new Minions.
It was all right. Was that good?
Yeah, it was good.
Despicable Me 4?
The problem with it is they set up a whole ton of subplots and they didn't pay off all of them. And it's like, it was good, but some of the other ones are better.
Yeah.
That was Bobby's first movie.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice first movie.
He's a big Minions guy. So we took him over to the big IMAX thing over there in Reading and he had a great time.
I really want to see Alien. I've been hearing good things, and then I heard my first few bad reviews from people that I actually trust. So I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Ridley involved in that at all?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he might have executive produced it. I don't know.
Because they know he's working on the Gladiator, and it's like, unless the Gladiator's going to fight the Alien, like, you should have done the Alien. And
why is he
about
doing Gladiator again?
Because he won Oscars for it, probably. I don't know.
You know what I'd like to see him do again? White Squall 2. That was a good movie.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant.
It was great. It was the dude on a boat. It was Jeff Lebowski on the boat with all of his students. He could be on there, you know, in his 80s, and you have his students there in the 40s, and they're just kind of drinking on the boat. And then a second squall comes and takes him out.
Thelma and Louise, too, and it's all just about Brad Pitt's character, because Thelma and Louise are dead.
Yeah. He's become like, he was like a whore in that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was.
Yeah.
He was doing the Midnight Cowboy thing. That's a good movie.
Midnight Cowboy is an excellent movie, yeah. And, he's got TB in it, too.
Yep.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yes, he does.
Good movie.
Yep.
Yeah. TB's coming back.
Is it?
Yeah. 2025.
That's fun.
You watch. TB will be back.
That's fun. That's if the Mpox doesn't get us first.
Mm.
Or the thing that makes you allergic to meat.
Oh, I should tell you this before you pick the round. So I talked to my dad. Dad's got COVID.
Ugh.
And so basically, I don't know, it's the second or third round to having COVID. So the wife decides to come back from the Carolinas, and she claims that the person was coughing on the plane. However, she seemed to have COVID when she hit the house. Oof. So probably not.
Great.
But who knows? And then all of a sudden, Dad gets it. And what does Dad do? Dad ordered a stove. And then he has him come out to do the stove. And I'm like, Dad, you got to cancel the stove. And he's like, yeah, but we need a new stove. I go, you're going to give him COVID. This is why we had a pandemic, people. You're still supposed to not give it to people. You're still not supposed to give it to people.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
You're supposed to stay home by yourself.
Yeah. And then he's like, hey, you want me to come over? I'm like, you just told me you had COVID.
No.
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 I don't want to see you for a year at this point. I'm like, come on. But, all right, another round. We're firing up to round six here on the Friday Night Fights. I'll be checking the chat room in a second for votes.
There is a super, super hot round, but it's coming up, okay? So before we get to the super hot round, it's like super hot. How about we turn on the lights?
Oh, you want to do the lights round?
Yeah, let's do the lights round.
All right.
We just had our blackout PSA, you know, to remind you to stock up on spam and batteries. You get one of those little shake flashlights. Those will last forever.
All right. This is, the lights round is songs about putting on your lights or turning on your lights.
Nice.
It's going to be a song from the 90s versus a song from 2024. All right. It's the putting on your lights round here.
It's about time to put on your lights because it's getting a little dark earlier, which means bonus nighttime.
Here's a little Everlast. You're listening to the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here with you every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Put your lights on.
All right, in the middle of round six, Billy Joel, lights round. Turning on the lights.
Please open the door. Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic, I forgot somehow. Time can make you blind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I turn the lights back on? Here, stuck on a hill, outsiders inside the home that we built. The cold settles in, it's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't, maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up on you. I'm late. But I'm here right now. Is there still time for forgiveness? Won't you tell me how? I can't read your mind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long?
Turning the lights back on, it's Billy Joel from 2024, so that would be round six. We have a tie right now between the Bee Gees and Eric B. and Rakim for round four, so I might just award half a point to the 70s and half a point to the 80s. I think that's what I'm going to do here at this point. And round five, it's Lord Licorice taking round five.
Nice.
So the 2000s get a point for the very first time ever on the Friday night fights. It's usually the 70s or the 80s that are getting all the points here, but the 2000s managed to get a point there, beating out the Beatles. So that's an impressive win right there for the Friday night fights.
Nice.
Possibly the round of the night. We will see. We got a few coming in from Billy Joel. I'm gonna go first on this one. I love both of those songs. I've listened to Everlast over and over again. One of his best songs, and having Santana in there, one of his best guitar solos, I think, ever. Amazing, amazing, amazing song. This Billy Joel song came out in 2024. He performed it on the Grammys. I'm like, this is, to me, one of the best Billy Joel songs that he's ever actually done. And it's so late in his career, he hasn't done anything other than done his greatest hits. I was just talking about The Who a little bit to Derek, saying that they just never put out anything for years and years. And Billy Joel kind of did the same thing. And then he realized, hey, people want to see me. I can make a whole bunch of money just strolling into Madison Square Garden, a hop, skip, and a jump from where I live, and make a ton of money. And that's kind of what he's been doing. But he went on the road. And I think that song is fantastic. And I think it's a good song about aging, about life, and I think it kind of comes from his heart. Of course, he had help on that one, but I'm going to give my vote to Billy Joel this round because I really think that's going to be a new classic from him, and I think it goes in his catalog very nicely. So I'm going to give that one to Billy Joel this round.
I'm going to give it to Billy Joel too, and I sort of agree with you. I think the jury is out on this song. It certainly seems to fit in with, like, the early Billy Joel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff on The Piano Man and Glass Houses before he became a little more pop-oriented. Mm-hmm. When he was still, like, singer, songwriter, piano man, talking about life, you know, and talking about life through that very specific, like, New York middle-class, upper-middle-class lens.
Right.
And this absolutely fits in with that. I just don't know that it's as good as those songs.
For me, I think it is. We were talking about the Beatles a little bit off the mic here to each other, and the last Beatles song was fantastic and also a great video. And this, I don't know if you've seen the Billy Joel video for this.
I haven't seen the video for this yet.
It's fantastic. And they used AI to de-age him, and they show up with him in the tan suit, with the smoke next to him. You know, as the piano man, and then they show the 80s rocker and the all leather, you know, from We Didn't Start the Fire.
I'm being de-aged by AI right now. Did you know that? Right now, I'm being de-aged by AI. It's brilliant.
Yeah. It's not bad if you can get rid of a few liver spots, a few little things that you got growing on you. Why not? Why not?
You got to watch the settings, though, because they tried it once and I looked like I was 12, and it was not. It was not good.
I think the sun is not our friend. I'm noticing this every summer. Like, the sun all of a sudden is not our friend. By the end of the summer, I'm just like, wait a second. That was not there at the beginning of the summer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, an age spot is starting to form, and I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I'm holding on for dear life with my hair, though. I haven't gotten any grays. I had one little gray the other day, and it plucked right out of the sideburns. So I'm doing okay there.
This is going to be the test of the Billy Joel song. 5 years from now, if you still want to hear that song, it's good.
I don't know that
it's going to be there.
It's actually blowing up right now on the chat. I just got 5 for Billy Joel and 1 for Everlast.
Yeah.
So right now that one's blowing up. I think it's a great song. And I think the fact that I hope he doesn't tour anymore after this, because supposedly he stopped touring. We'll see. And I hope he finds his friend again. You know, it's a great song. I think he's talking about either one of his ex-wives or he's talking about one of his kids in that one.
The song's about Christy. It's got to be about Christy.
It could be.
I think it's about Christy. That's the way that I read it, was that it was about that moment in the relationship where you realize it's done.
Yeah.
And then you look back on that moment years later with all the things that have happened to you, and you realize that you wanted that person by your side.
Yeah.
And you think back to that moment when you said it was done. And you're basically saying to yourself, why?
Right.
Where was I coming from then that I thought that was the right decision?
Well, because he was young.
Yeah.
Because when you're young, you make hasty decisions.
You're young, you got a whole lot of money.
And you usually mean it to people.
You know, your apartment doesn't occasionally flood and drown everybody downstairs. So that's a David Copperfield thing. It's not a Billy Joel thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a good song. I like it. I'd like it more if it was attached to a whole album. Like, maybe put an album out, and he may still do the occasional show, which means we may see him at Fenway again.
Yeah, I love him. I think he's great.
I recommend going to see him at Fenway if you get the chance, because he's awesome.
Song could be about me. I should just give him a call and be like, I heard you, Billy. I heard you. Here I am. Let's do something. Let's hit the town.
Just show up on his doorstep.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll
ring
ask
the doorbell.
To do the Friday night fights. I'm
ring
like,
the doorbell
in.
A lot. Just like keep ringing it until he knows you're there.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't answer the door, like wait 20 minutes and start ringing it a lot again.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Like that works.
I'll be before a judge within 2 weeks.
That gets people's attention.
Yep. I'm going to give you one just to get this out of the way. It's a fast one. And I think this one's fun. It is the vintage Boston commercial round.
Nice.
And this one I think is going to be very, very difficult for us to pick. It is the New England Aquarium versus the Museum of Science.
Oh, boy.
Which one do you like better? It's the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford.
I found the perfect place to take the whole family, the New England Aquarium. The New England Aquarium, where families get together.
Daddy, what's the difference between a meteor and a comet?
Well, it's, it'll be fun to find out, won't it?
It's fun to find out makes an ocean wave wave.
My name is Karen.
My name is Karen.
It's fun to find out what your voice really sounds like.
It's fun to find out what it's really like in space. This is the captain speaking. Come in, Earth.
Boston's Museum of Science, where it's fun to find out.
Why does he have such funny little front legs?
That's it. Simple as that.
Oof.
One or the other, the aquarium versus the Museum of Science, both of those were played over and over again on what, WLVI maybe? Channel 56, Channel 38.
TV 38, anybody that had children's programming, they were flogging those museums nonstop in the 70s. Those are both from the 70s, aren't they?
Yes, they're both from the 70s.
Remember those from
and
the 70s.
As 70s, I would consider us 70s kids, right? We were 80s kids too, but mostly 70s kids because that's when we were sitting on our ass with nothing else to do but watch TV on Saturday morning.
Our formative years were in the 1970s.
Yes, yes.
By the time the 80s came around, we were like flush with cash and ready to run. You know, I mean, that's just what the 80s were.
By the late 80s, flush with cash.
You know, like,
and that was from working, everybody.
Who's got the blow? I need some blow.
We all had $4 an hour jobs, $3.35 an hour jobs.
We all had multiple $4 an hour jobs so we could afford our blow.
That's right.
We had to get some blow on Friday night.
Yeah, back when cocaine was relatively cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a tough, tough call. That really is a tough call.
And, of course, you're picturing both commercials,
too. You're asking me. It's like asking me to choose between my wife and my child.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's an easier choice.
My name is Karen.
Yeah.
Back when Karen was a good name.
Yeah.
We all knew Karen from the aquarium.
I think I got to go with the aquarium on this one.
Yep, me too.
I think I got to go with the aquarium.
Me too. I'm going to tell you why. There's music in it. Museum of Science is great, but the New England Aquarium has that dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's that really, really creepy 70s synth music that sounds like the world is ending.
And the Museum of Science?
No, in the aquarium.
Yeah.
Like, I hear that music going in the background, and it's like someone did a thing online where they were talking about, like, accidentally terrifying television, like, studio IDs.
Yeah.
And, like, they were talking about all these ones from the 70s that had those synth tracks that were like, wah, wah, wah. And kids would listen to these and be like, why is that music playing? You know?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be, like, modern and exciting, but it just sounds really creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love the 70s music, you know, but I've been watching a couple of things that are pretty interesting on TV shows where, like, they've taken the soundtrack out of the TV show and turned it into, like, very dark and foreboding instead with, like, synthesizers from the 70s.
It sounds
pretty cool, yeah. Creates a different feel for all the movie clips. It's pretty neat, yeah. But I'm a big aquarium fan on that one. Plus, you get to walk like a penguin. And
I can walk like a penguin. That's the one that wins it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun to find out.
Yeah.
Fun to find out what it's really like in space. Well, that's a good one. You know, meteor and a comet. One's a ball of ice. The other one's a rock.
Yeah.
Right? I think so. Right? Isn't a comet the ball of ice that has the streak, and then the meteor is just a big old rock?
Yeah, well, there's probably
like
rock
the Armageddon
under
rock.
There's probably rock under the ice in the comet as well. But yeah, the comet's the one that's flying through the sky. It's a dirty snowball.
Plus, it has an orbit, I think.
It does.
Yeah, the meteor doesn't have an orbit, I don't think.
No,
I think it just kind of goes all over the place, all willy-nilly.
It does until it gets caught in something's gravity, and then it, like ours, and then it just kind of flows in, you know.
We should revisit the Museum of Science, I think. I went there a few years ago, 10 years ago now, and I had a blast. It was just like, I don't know, Wednesday, and I'm like, you know what? I am going to the Museum of Science. I actually had a free ticket here from WMFO.
Nice.
Things are paying up. Things were looking up that year. Yeah, I got a free ticket from WMFO. They gave me lunch. It was cool.
I haven't been to either of them in a long time. The last time I went to the Museum of Science, I think it was when they had the Harry Potter exhibit there, which was like 10 years ago now.
Oh, Harry Potter goes back to 2001, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, but that exhibit is coming around again in some different location. I haven't been to the aquarium since I was a kid.
Did you go to the Bodies one?
No,
Museum of Science?
I didn't go to Body World.
That was kind of creepy. That was kind of creepy.
I've been watching all the James Bond movies in sequence.
Yes.
And in the first of the Daniel Craig movies.
Yeah, yeah, they show Body World.
They got the whole Body World thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's a fight that happens in it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to see like all these things sliced up, and I'm like, oh, creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, really weird. And then they're showing they're just showing all kinds of graphic stuff.
Not good for Friday night.
Yeah.
What we're looking for.
No, not at all. So two votes from us for the New England Aquarium.
Yeah.
If you want to go aquarium, you want to go for Museum of Science, DJ WMFO. I'm going to be on there until about quarter of, and then we'll be calling all the rest of the rounds here. Edward will be up here at 8 p.m. doing his show, of course. Why don't you pick for the next round?
All right.
It'll be round eight.
I've been waiting for this round all night, man. This is the big one because it's Friday night.
What's that?
It's the sex round.
Oh, it's actually sax.
What?
S-S-A-X.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like songs with saxophone in it.
I thought it was the sex round.
Do you still want to do it? It's saxophones.
Well, you can have sex to sax, so I guess.
You want
to
do the saxophone?
Yeah.
Round? All right.
Really looking forward to a sex round.
Well, I'm going to tell you who they are, and maybe you'll be like, wait a second, this is pretty good.
All right.
It's going to be the 70s versus the 80s. It's going to be a track from it's Tim Capello from the Lost Boys soundtrack.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which is a great sax.
You can have sex to that.
And then there's another great sax, which is from the Bat Out of Hell album from Meatloaf. We're going to start off with All Revved Up and No Place to Go. It's the sax round.
Oh, this is the sax round.
Sax round WMFO.
Get ready, kids. Get it off because you can get going to this stuff.
Friday Night Fights here with you until 8.
And you were nothing but a lonely girl, but you were something, something. But I still believe, still believe. Through the pain, through the grief, through the lie, through the storms, through the cries, through the wars.
WMFO in Medford, I Still Believe, from the Lost Boys soundtrack. Tim Capello is the man's name. And before that, in the sax round, it was Meatloaf himself. Jim Steinman, the lyrics, of course, with All Revved Up and No Place to Go. Both great saxophone songs.
Yeah. Both great albums, by the way. The Lost Boys soundtrack is a great album. Yeah. Bat Out of Hell is a great album. Yeah. Bat Out of Hell 2 is a great album.
It is.
So,
yeah, you know, that's the one that had I Would Do Anything for Love.
You're bringing the fire tonight.
But I won't do that. That's what the Friday Night Fights
Chris
are all
Eagles.
About.
Bringing the fire.
Yeah.
That was a very satisfying sex round.
I've got I Still Believe from The Call. You mentioned that The Call was the original of I Still Believe.
Yeah.
From The Great Design. I got that in the background here. Pretty good. They were a great band, too.
I think this is the live version of it. Yeah, this is the live version of it.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
very good. That's kind of a tough one for me. I love the Lost Boys soundtrack. You got In Excess on there. You've got Cry Little Sister. You've got Echo and the Bunnymen doing the Doors.
Yep.
Lou Gramm, Lost in the Shadows.
There is not a bad song on that soundtrack.
Wow. And Roger Daltrey from The Who. We brought up The Who with Don't Let My Son Go Down on Me, of course.
That great soundtrack song. And the Pretty in Pink soundtrack.
Yes,
beginning to end,
fur is great.
Probably the two best movie soundtrack albums of the 1980s.
There's such a banger closer on that Lost Boys album too. It's
to the amazement of Miss Louise.
Yeah, it's just to the shock of Miss Louise.
To the shock of Miss Louise
by Thomas Newman.
Yeah,
it's like a carnival. It's like carnival music.
Yeah,
and it's just very threatening too. Yeah. It's really cool. It's in Lost Boys, of course, vampire movie from 1987.
Yeah, with the Corys. I gotta go with Tim Capello, just because that sax is like.
Yeah.
As good as Meatloaf is,
yeah,
and as hard as Meat is rocking,
yep.
That Tim Capello saxophone is just on a different level.
Yeah, and it's such a strong album, and I love Good Times by Jimmy Barnes and In Excess. And like I said, everything on there, like we were saying, everything on there is pretty good. But it really comes to another level when that happens in the movie too. They're all like vampires at that point, and they're all drunk on blood, and they're just like sitting there hanging out, and there's a fire going on. This guy comes out of nowhere with a saxophone and starts doing that.
Yeah.
It's great.
I just remember seeing that in the summer of 1987 with a girl we were actually, I think, dating at that point.
Nice.
If we weren't dating at that point, we were close to it.
Yeah.
Did
she bite you?
No, she didn't bite me, but it was like, if you were a hormonal teenager,
yeah,
with someone you were interested in watching that movie in the 1980s.
Yeah, it was a sexy movie.
Good Friday Night. Oh, it was a very sexy movie.
Very sexy movie.
Very
all the vampires were sexy.
You walked out of there with like every synapse firing as hard as it could.
Mm-hmm. You had the two Corys in there too with that. And of course, what was his name? Ed Hellman or something like that? He was great. Ed Herman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, that's
it. Tifa was great, of course.
Hard to believe that movie was made by the same guy that ruined Batman.
Yeah, yeah. He liked to get a little sexy in his movies.
Yeah.
And he did Flatliners too, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. Shoemaker. Is he still alive? He just died, didn't he?
That was that's a good question.
Yeah, he did. He died in 2020. He was 80.
Yeah.
Gay as a French horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's all right. He made some good movies.
He did.
He gave Batman some nipples.
He made those awful Batman movies, too. But, you know, I like Falling Down. Falling Down is
Falling
a good
Down,
movie.
Probably my favorite of his. I love Lost Boys, but Falling Down, top-notch. Top-notch movie with Michael Douglas. So Derek and I, another one. I mean, you go up against the Beatles and Lord Licorice wins that one. You're going up against Meatloaf and Lost Boys winning this so far.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me look at the chat real quick and see we got... somebody said thank you for not playing Goodbye Stranger by Super Trump, but that's all we got there. But we don't have a sax pick yet on the chat. I have to check my Facebook account and my phone here. Somebody just called a minute ago too. If you want to put in a vote, go to the DJ chat. It's just much easier doing it that way, keeping it all in one place. We could probably get through maybe one more round here. I didn't call anything since the candy round. Billy Joel was a landslide. Everlast got a few, but Billy Joel got a ton of picks there for the lights round for number six. So we're giving that one to the 2000s. So I'm gonna add 2000 and 2020s together again to give them 2 points. And after that, we are waiting for the New England Aquarium versus the Museum of Science. Both of them are from the 70s, so the 70s is going to get a point by default there. But the Aquarium is winning on that one. And if anybody would like to do Meatloaf versus the Lost Boys, that is open right now. And we are all up to date on the votes there. So finally, we probably can get one or two more rounds in. But our final votes are going to count with me and Derek for the last couple of minutes here. So get your votes in. You got about 5 more minutes there on the DJ chat. What do you want to do for the next to last or last round here, Derek?
I think we got to get the Superman round in, right?
Oh, you want to do the Superman round?
I like the sound of the Superman round.
Sure, yeah. So these are songs about Superman. And we have one from the 2000s. And we have another one from the 1960s. We're going to have Donovan versus Five for Fighting.
Wow.
Here with the Superman round. So there's, we have Donovan versus Five for Fighting. Probably not what you expected.
Cosmos is realigning right now because this was never meant to happen. This was never intended.
Oh, you're going to love it. Put on the headphones if you got headphones for this one. Sunshine Superman, Donovan. Here we go.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my
Sunshine Superman from Donovan, and here comes Five for Fighting with the other Superman song. Superman, in parentheses, It Ain't Easy. A little melancholy for Superman, but here it is. Friday Night Fights here with you until 8. The Superman round. I'm going Donovan.
That dude is not ripping it up. It is Friday night. He is not ripping it up. Donovan is ripping it up.
That's right.
But you know what? I like that song.
I like it too.
I like that song.
I like it too.
And, you know, I hate the whole emo thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an emo guy. I don't like it. I don't like how we're all supposed to be vulnerable now. Mm-hmm. I don't like how everybody's crying and everybody's sad and everybody's on medication. It's like, it's Friday night. Go rip it up. So I got to go with Donovan.
Yeah, you got to go with Donovan.
Superman is not sitting around being like, oh, woe is me. Superman is out ripping it up.
That's
He's
right.
flying Lois Lane around. He's like, hey, baby, you want to go to Niagara Falls? What do you want to do? Let's go have some fun.
And the best Superman, of course, is the John Williams Superman.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is my favorite piece of John Williams music right here.
We got a little Creed in the background here.
This is not
the
John
outro
Williams.
To the Friday Night Fights. Edward is coming up next. It looks like the 70s is taking this round. It looks like the 70s is taking
it. The 70s always wins.
Yeah, the 80s always won, but the 70s won this week. We had a vote for the 60s. We had one for the 2000s for the first time, one for the 2020s for the first time, and the 80s got 2.5 votes, so the 80s still had a good show. But New England Aquarium ended up winning that round. And then this round I'm giving it to Donovan because we don't have any time for anybody else's votes here. But overall, another great night of fights. And it was nice to have Derek Gary back here in the studio here at WMFO in Medford.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you should look into coming back for the fall. Take a little break from that four-year-old and come back and spin some tunes here.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Hello to Molly out there.
Hello, Molly. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
Daddy loves you.
Daddy loves you. And Uncle Chris says hi. And I will see you another time. And thanks for coming in, Derek. I hope you enjoyed the Friday night fights, everybody. Thanks to everybody out there in Chatland and on my phone who blew up the phone with the votes. Edward's coming up next. I will see you guys in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be off for the next couple of weeks. I'll see you in 3 weeks, everybody. WMFO in Medford. Good night, everyone.